The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two. Half hour number two. 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Send a message. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. Okay, how is John Beilein resigning breaking news? This has been happening all day. I'm just looking at the ESPN thing here. It's like breaking news. If you missed the first hour, little Astros, and then we took it off into more fun directions, which is what we'll do with the last 30 minutes of the show here. I have a couple of comic book movie updates for you.
Let's okay.
See how excited you are about this.
But before you get to that, I just watched the the Wilder Fury face off.
Yeah.
I mean, the face off literally lasted like a minute and 30 seconds eye to eye. I mean, it's good. And then there's a bunch of shoving. I'm pretty stoked about it.
Always fun when guys are staring at each other and shoving.
Yep.
So, I can't wait to get out there, but I can't wait to see the fight Saturday. It's fun to have heavyweights be relevant again.
Yeah.
So, two things. We found out Ben Affleck explained why he is no longer Batman.
Batman.
Which
why?
I think we all agreed he was a pretty good Batman.
Agreed.
Okay.
Arguably one of the best. I think he was really good.
I think you need to go back to Bane.
I think he was also a really good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah, he was believable as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, very handsome.
No, he wore those expensive suits and expensive car as well. Well, apparently there was the script for the Batman. He said he showed it to somebody and they said, "I think the script is good. I also think you'll drink yourself to death if you go through what you just went through again." Apparently the whole thing with Justice League and the fact that he was breaking up with his wife, he damn near killed himself drinking.
Oh,
now, I don't blame the Batman for that, but clearly getting into that character had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, good for him for recognizing it.
Yeah, having some self-realization.
Yeah, because, I mean,
It's an important thing.
If I thought that playing the Falcon on the Blitz was causing me to be an alcoholic, well, I would just keep being an alcoholic.
I was going to say, what would change?
That's nothing really.
Pretty much always been the case.
And you're a Hulk fan.
Yeah.
Are you a She-Hulk fan?
No.
Well,
I'm against that.
There is a Disney Plus
She-Hulk
series coming.
I don't like any superhero, a female superhero that's just a female knockoff of a regular superhero. I like female superheroes that are standalone. Like, I like Jean Grey. And I like Storm from X-Men. Like, I'm okay with that. Captain Marvel, that's okay. Although it's a little iffy.
It's a little bit of a ripoff, too.
But I don't like when you just like say, "Ooh, Spider-Man's a big hit. I wonder how we can sell some dolls to girls. I know, Spider-Girl or Supergirl.
Or Batgirl.
I don't like that. I don't like She-Hulk. I don't like Lady Thor.
Well, how about I'm with you, like Wonder Woman. That works.
Wonder Woman's fine.
Yeah. But not only are they doing a She-Hulk series, but apparently it's going to feature Red Hulk.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Red Hulk?
Yeah, I know Red Hulk.
Also known as Rulk.
Well, I've never heard him called Rulk.
Well, that's what they say here.
I don't like that.
The only thing that makes me mildly interested is one of the Rick and Morty writers is serving as a showrunner for She-Hulk, but yeah, I'm not really interested. Man, is it wrong that I'm just not all that into some of these spinoffs that Marvel's doing? I know they've got to keep the Disney Plus thing going, but yeah. Steven, the weather guy, wants to know if you're going to start a YouTube channel doing ASMR Bane and Batman.
No. No. You probably have time.
You'd probably make a fortune.
I don't have time. What a wild place we're working.
Well, the people are just trying to make you a little money.
I know. I appreciate that, but I just don't have time.
So, the drinking explains why Affleck looked out of it for those Justice League interviews.
I mean, it was pretty widely known that he was having some serious alcohol problems.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was. And I don't think he's saying it's because of Batman. I think he's saying that it was hard for him to deal with Batman while he was going through the real world life stuff.
And apparently the whole making of the Justice League thing was a disaster for those guys. The director quit halfway through. They had to do a bunch of reshoots and months later too. So it wasn't a good experience for anybody apparently, but it's a shame. Now I did see that Henry Cavill may not be done as Superman.
Okay. I thought that went out the window when he wasn't going to shave his mustache and he pissed off people.
No, I think I saw a thing where he's saying that maybe the whole Superman thing isn't over and that he might be back in the role, which I liked him a lot as Superman.
I did too, but here's the problem. Are they talking about doing a Justice League 2?
No, I think this is he's going to have a role in Black Adam, apparently.
Okay, I'm okay with that. What I don't want is for them to try to add on to the Justice League where all those superheroes are together and somehow Batman is a different Batman. That's when it gets bad. Like you can't just replace a character and expect it to be a regular, when there's four of the heroes are the same and one's different. That's a bad look. Like if they had done the first Avengers movie with Ed Norton as Hulk, and then they had the falling out with him, and then they went to Ruffalo. It'd be so weird. It's weird enough that they did it with Rhodey, but he was like such a bit character. I mean, in Iron Man, he wasn't the star, so they were able to get away with it, but it was still awkward.
Yeah, it took a while getting used to the new actor.
If you've got the same Superman, same Wonder Woman, same Aquaman, and then you've got some new Batman, and they all have to pretend like Batman doesn't look different, I don't like that.
Maybe he just has to wear his mask around him at all times.
I guess.
Rob asked, would you watch a new Blade spinoff or John Constantine? Blade, I know they're making Blade again. I wish they wouldn't. I love Blade. That's another one you shouldn't mess with. And some of these reboots that they're doing, it's driving me nuts. I mean, they're rebooting stuff from two years ago.
People are just lazy.
I think that's part of it.
Come up with some new stuff, man.
Yeah, I agree. But I would watch another Constantine, I suppose. I liked the first one. I wish there was more of it, but I don't know how long you can go on catching demons. I mean, I don't know how.
How many demons are there?
Well, that's the thing. You just have to keep releasing them. But apparently Henry Cavill, there's rumors that he's in the Black Adam movie, which will star The Rock. And will be making an appearance as Superman. And that will maybe set up another Superman movie. Which I'd be okay with. I thought Man of Steel was pretty good. I may be in the minority on that.
Yeah, I like that. I like Batman versus Superman. Nobody else liked it. I liked it.
I did too. So.
Hey, man, isn't it pretty wild that that Ryan Newman he released from the hospital and walked out today?
Yeah.
Man, that guy, I mean, that wouldn't have shocked me at all if he died in that accident.
No.
That kind of tells you how safe those cars are.
They've come a long way.
Really impressive technology, whatever they're doing. I mean, I don't know enough about it to know how they keep people from dying, but if you can survive that crash and leave the hospital 2 days later, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, the fact that he was taking pictures with his kids yesterday and it's just like, okay, I guess he's all right.
Yeah.
As scary as it was. A real question will be is when he's back in a car.
Yeah.
But, the other thing that they're rebooting, apparently now that Disney has the rights, they're going to reboot Planet of the Apes again.
Oh, no. There's enough Planet of the Apes. And I like them. I'll be honest. I know.
Yeah, but I mean, they just redid them, and they were pretty good. The James Franco ones?
Unpopular opinion, but I like all Planet of the Apes movies, old and new. But again, I don't like that they changed out Mark Wahlberg in the middle of the series.
Right.
Like, come on. You start up a series, it's successful, you pay the guy, keep him in the movies.
I think that was a different series altogether.
No, I think it was the same generation.
And the James Franco one?
If it is a different generation, then that's dumb. They're too close together.
No, that was a whole different story of how the Planet of the Apes came to be.
I'd have to go rewatch.
No, I think they're part of the new series. Just like the original Planet of the Apes, the first Planet of the Apes was basically where they go back in, or they go forward in time.
Yeah.
And that's what happened in the first one, but then they made movies where they talked about how it happened. And Battle for the Planet of the Apes and all that stuff. Damn dirty apes! The Dario Naharis switch on Game of Thrones was trash. Yeah, because that was like one season one guy, and then all of a sudden here's this other guy. You're like, what the hell? Who is that? So he said it was worse when they replaced Katie Holmes with Maggie Gyllenhaal, and that was bad too because Maggie Gyllenhaal was terrible.
So yeah, I guess you're right because they list Planet of the Apes as a remake, and then Rise of the Planet of the Apes and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, that's a separate trilogy.
They're all listed as a reboot series. So I
didn't like War for the Planet of the Apes.
I liked
the other ones.
Mark Wahlberg Planet of the Apes better than any of the last three Planet of the Apes movies. And that was the one that Tim Burton did. But
yeah.
I did like all of them. Like I won't I'm not saying that any of them were bad. I just don't. I think that the original 60s Planet of the Apes was good, and the early 2000s Mark Wahlberg Planet of the Apes was good. Those were the best.
Yeah, you had 10 years between the Mark Wahlberg and James Franco.
Yeah, that's
movies.
True. God, but that's too early. You don't reboot something in 10 years. It's just lazy.
Well, remember what they did with Spider-Man? They rebooted that thing three times.
They
were all pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just, okay.
Well, hell, Batman. I mean, how many times have they tried to restart that thing up?
Should have just stopped with the Christopher Nolan series.
All right. I got to tell you about TGS. Hey, if you own your home and you could use some extra cash, how about this? Grab your smartphone. Our friends at TGS are going to save you some money on your home policy, and you won't even have to talk to an insurance agent. That's the best part. TGS has built a system, give you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back with that, and they're going to send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds, and you can legit save some money. This company, these savings, they are real. The online rating, nearly perfect. And the average customer from last year saved over $870 on home insurance. You don't even need to wait till your renewal because TGS takes care of all the back end. So you just free your mind and fatten your wallet. Simple as that. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today with my friends at TGS Insurance.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, you know what's happening at 8 o'clock tonight? UH men's basketball against Tulsa at the Fertitta Center. And, guys, still time to get tickets for $20. 713-GO-COUGS, 713-462-6647. And they've only got a couple of home games left after this. So if you can't make it to this one, you can go see them play Cincinnati at noon on March 1st. And how about Memphis, 11 a.m. on March 8th? Those are some pretty good matchups. And I'm telling you, this is a fun team to watch. It's a young team with guys like Caleb Mills and Nate Hinton. And I'm telling you, go and see them. You'll have fun. This is a really well-coached team. They rebound like crazy. They defend like crazy. And they're right at the top of the American Conference and looking like their third straight NCAA appearance is right around the corner. It's 713-462-6647 to get tickets. You can also get updates by following on Twitter at UHCougarMBK. That's also their Facebook page. And go check this team out. They're a lot of fun. Go Cougs.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And somebody on the text line asked something that I was asked today. And I'd be curious, because my answer was probably based on what you've been saying about these guys for a while. He says, do you think Baylor is a legitimate title contender?
I'm starting to come around on them. I mean, they look good. I mean, they do about everything well. They don't have a superstar, but everybody can play. I mean, so that worries me about them winning a national championship, because I like teams that have a guy that they can look at and go, you know what, we need you to save us. I don't know if Baylor has that guy. But they're obviously well coached. They're deep. They've got good size. They can shoot. I like them a lot, and I think that they're going to be a one seed, because I think they're going to beat Kansas this weekend.
Yeah, it's a big game Saturday. Yeah.
So I like Baylor.
It's gonna be some fun stuff for me in the sports book on Saturday, because we'll have your Roughnecks. We'll have that game. Have UH. There's all kinds of stuff. I'm gonna have a fun day in the Racing sports book. Let's take one more phone call, because it'll be the last one of the week. John. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I always appreciate you kind of bringing the boxing perspective in, and I know you guys love flying out there. So just kind of like general questions, comments. I consider myself kind of a casual, but I'm trying to learn a little bit more every day about the sport, and I realize, you know, Fury and Wilder, for them to match up and for all these companies to come to an agreement that is kind of unprecedented, it makes sense that, you know, all these companies and networks know they can make the money. But, like, given the political nature of the sport, why is it so much harder to maybe do this between, I don't know, let's say, like, a Crawford and a Spence or Porter? And then, like, number second point, it seems like PBC and Top Rank have the most talent, and while I enjoy being a subscriber to DAZN, it seems like really a tool just to kind of promote those guys. Like, I watched on Friday, and the Garcia kid, really fun to watch, and a lot of talent. But, I mean, apart from Canelo, Triple G, the programming of a PBC fight or a Top Rank fight seems to be much better. But just in general, if y'all could just kind of describe the politics of it all, and why do we rarely see this kind of a, you know, cross promotional event between Fury and Wilder? And I'll hang up and listen.
Just the simple answer is money. There's guys who want their guy to get the lion's share of the money, and if you're pairing, you know, promoter A's top guy against promoter B's top guy, promoter B doesn't want his guy to be considered the B side of the fight, and therefore doesn't want him to take less money. This was a big issue with Pacquiao and Mayweather.
Yeah, that's why it took so long to get them together. But it's been a lot better over the last few years.
Yeah.
We have gotten Canelo and Triple G. We have gotten Kovalev and Ward. We have gotten this fight. So they are. I mean, I think the cooperation is getting better. It's always going to be, you know, that's one advantage MMA is always going to have, is that Dana and those guys can just say, okay, you fight this person. Here's the fight. We're going to make the fights we want to see. But I think boxing's gotten better at that. It is, as AJ described. I mean, it's you want your guy to get all the money. And right now, it's for some guys, it doesn't make any sense. Like, Canelo can trot out there and fight Aaron.
Right.
And he'll make a bunch of money, although he's not really doing the pay-per-views anymore since he's on DAZN. But that guy's a draw. And he doesn't need to fight anybody. And he says, Baylor is the face of Texas college sports, number one in basketball, top five in women's basketball, top 10 in football, top five in volleyball. I'll give you the basketball and football.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Volleyball, no. Get out of here with that. And women's basketball, no. Sorry. But, yeah, they right now, winningest program in the state in the important sports. Not no question about that.
Doing well.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, we're about done for today. I'm already ready to be there, I have to admit.
Yeah.
I can already taste the beer that I'm going to have here shortly.
What a day.
Just want to get to Vegas. Yeah, that's all. I do have, you know what, I'll go ahead and throw out one hockey play for the people tonight.
Okay.
Minnesota-Vancouver over 6.
Okay.
There you go. That's it. So, get a little action going. We've slowed down a little bit, but still over 75% for the season.
Oh, how horrible.
But since the All-Star break, though, it's been a little tougher because Vegas has adjusted and teams are playing better defense now, especially to try to get up where if they can get out of there with a point, more often than not, they're happy. And, you know, with the playoff races being what they are, you'll take those draws and the loser point, as I like to call them. And so sometimes you're not trying as hard. So did you discuss the Girardi MLB Network? Yes,
we did. Yes, sir.
That was in the first hour. Almost everything was in the first hour.
Well,
except for what we just did in the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So Aggie basketball up next. A&M versus Alabama.
Alabama.
What do you think of that game?
Aggie actually made my card tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they're catching 11 points, which seems like a lot. Aggie's been playing with a little more heart lately. It's not a, you know, I'm not crazy about it because Alabama plays fast and we've seen A&M get boat raced, but I do think Nebo being a big down low that can actually slow down the game a little bit will have an impact for them and hopefully they can keep it to single digits.
All right.
And of course, being that they're a partner with the station, hopefully
that'd be nice
they win outright.
Well, I think Buzz has done an interesting job here in his first year. He's going to get this thing up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Nick...
The cupboard was pretty bare.
You're going to see a jump next year, and then the year after that, I think you're going to see them be pretty badass.
Yeah.
We had deaths, but I think the best one was Bon Scott, dead at 33 in 1980.
Porn star murdered by pimp?
There were four porn stars. I didn't even think of death since it was a short show. So that's my fault.
That's okay.
Good job, Aaron, putting them together. Sorry I let you down. If I do it 10 more times, it'll be half as many as you've let me down.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. All right. Great job, Aaron. Great job, Hoffman. Tomorrow, we'll be talking to you from Vegas. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.